full year.
And that lets you save...
Who cares?
True Form Life.
Green locomotive.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
All right. Thanks so much for being here on another edition of Exploring Mind and Body. I always appreciate your time and efforts to see what we have going on. As always, you've got the best health and wellness show coming at you right now. We're always working to bring you better content. We've got the best guests we could possibly find, and we have by far the best fans on the planet. I got another review that just came in I wanted to read for you. This came from Salt Life Erie. I hope I'm reading that right, from the U.S. They said, you can hear Drew's passion when he speaks. He has the quintessential radio voice. Wow, that's a good word. And is always well prepared for his guests. A must listen if you want to hear authentic conversations about holistic health and wellness. Thank you so much. I really can't thank you guys enough. Thank you, Salt Life Erie, for taking the time to write in and tell me how you feel. I mean, we're all of us that sit behind a mic, whether it's through radio, podcasting, or sharing content. I don't think praise or appreciation will ever go out of style. It'll never go out of date. Those mean so much. So thank you for taking the time. If you do get a chance to leave your iTunes review yourself, we so much appreciate those. Those help the shows move up in rankings. They make them easier to find. And personally, they brighten my day. So I do appreciate that. Before we get into it, I want to tell you about Purodyme. Now, Purodyme is a plant-based digestive enzyme company that specializes in gut health. Now, we've done shows about fermented foods, digestion health, and this is so very important, and I couldn't be more happy and excited to be working and recommending a company like Purodyme. So if you have any digestion issues, indigestion, gas, bloating, these are the guys that you want to see. They're experts. So check them out at purodyme.com/DrewTadia, which is my landing page. For 10% off their products, enter in my first name into the coupon code DREW. All right, so let's get into the show. Today, we're talking about winter blues. I don't know what the title is this is going to be yet. I was just talking to it about someone, and I was like, why not do a show about it? I'm always looking for content, or not content, but for topics that people want to hear about. And here, I know we have listeners from all over the world. Australia, summer's coming around. Super jealous. But at least up here in Canada, and you know there's other parts as well that are listening, other parts of the world, and it's winter has settled in. And it's getting cold. It's cold. It's snowy at times. It's snowy out there. It's miserable. We spend more time inside. So the winter blues are here. They're coming. And we need to find ways to get around that or understand it and know that, you know, you're not alone. We feel that there's a depression or a black cloud kind of coming towards us or over us, and we have little to look forward to. So here's what happens. The sun goes down earlier and it comes up later. So we have less sunshine. And sunshine, I don't think we realize how important sunshine is. It really brightens our day. When the sun comes out of the clouds, most of our eyes light up and like, ooh, it's sunshine. I know this is difficult. I've had the chance to live in sunny places like California, like Australia. I lived in Texas for a while too. And these are all places where the sunshine is bright and often and it's hot out. And I think it's a bit difficult to appreciate the sunny days when it's usually sunny. But when it's cloudy or when there's a lot of snow or winter going on, our days are a whole lot shorter and there's a lot less time to see that sunshine come out that literally brightens our day. So that's something that's important to understand, that our days are shorter and there's more dark. It's more often darker outside. So that's the first thing to understand. The next one is we're going to spend less time outside. So there's so many benefits to being outside and breathing fresh air, maybe walking through the grass, crunching the leaves. Fall just passed here or is passing. And, you know, just having that breath of fresh air and knowing you're outside in nature, and we're doing that less. So maybe we're spending more time in a cab, in our car, on the train or on the bus. We're not hanging around the park or walking to our destinations when it's freezing outside. Now, up here in Canada, it does get to, at least in Alberta, it gets to be minus 30 at times, which is near unbearable to be outside. So there's something else. We're going to be spending less time outside. And along with spending less time outside, we're going to be less active. And you know the thing, like when we're active, after we get done with the workout, I'm not sure anyone's ever said, I wish I didn't work out, or I feel horrible after that workout. I suppose maybe if it was a really difficult workout and you may have to hit the bathroom. Not to say it's never happened to me. I remember sometimes during training camp, they pushed us and pushed us. And, you know, there were some people hitting the garbage cans because they needed to. All right, let's move on from there. But usually, for the most part, we are less active because we're spending more time inside. We're not hanging out outside because we're not barbecuing outside. We're not hanging out at the park. We're not going to the, I'm doing less workouts outside, which hurts me a bit because I love to work out outdoors for all the reasons I'm listing here. So again, we're less active, which means we have less endorphins flowing through our body and our blood isn't flowing through our veins as frequently as it usually does. So I suppose with all those things that we put together, that puts in the winter blues that leads us to a type of winter depression. And I think that what many of us don't realize is right now we're developing these unhealthy type of habits. So we're being less active. Oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is food. So food is difficult to find, like good quality. There's less at farmers markets, our garden. We just had our last haul of kale and potatoes from our garden, for example. So there's less quality foods. There's less foods from the farmers market or foods that we grow ourselves. So we're stuck just going to the grocery store. Unfortunately, that's our only option in colder climate places. So that's something else that kind of works against us. So back to healthy habits or unhealthy habits is understanding that we're creating unhealthy habits right now. So it's so important to get yourself in a proper fitness routine now. It's so important to put yourself in a proper nutrition and have everything set out for you, not only the night before, but the weeks before. Like, you could have professionals line that up for you so you know exactly what to buy and you know exactly how to prepare it and you know what to eat throughout the week. I mean, that's what we do in our monthly membership group, and that's just something that is very important to pay attention to, because it's not like it slowly gets colder and then all of a sudden we stop and do nothing. We're setting unhealthy habits right now. So what we're doing is slowly transitioning into hibernation mode, where it's too cold outside. Maybe we have a fire inside our house. You know, it's warm. We have a blanket. There's movies, hot chocolate. I feel like crawling up under a blanket right now just talking about this. And I do enjoy that. I do appreciate that about winter. That's one of the few things I like about winter. I'm definitely a sunshine person. I love the sunshine as much as possible, but there are benefits. And as much as that sounds like a benefit, is really not, because what that does is we move less. Again, we move less. We stuck on the couch. We're stuck in our series. All the movie series start in the fall because they know people are spending more time inside watching TV and not being outside and more active. I'm sure some of you noticed that a lot of those end when summer starts to come around. And that's exactly why, because we're spending more time outside and doing things and going camping and spending time vacationing while the kids aren't in school. And it's important to pay attention to those little things, because they all make a big difference, all directed towards our health and our well-being and beating the winter blues here, or beating old man winter. I think I did a show on that not too long ago. Well, quite a while ago, actually. Check that out at exploringmindandbody.com/beatingoldmanwinter. It's probably entertaining. But just understanding and being conscious of what's going on and how the environment plays such a significant role in our lives. So if we're less active outdoors, that means we have to be more active indoors. So unfortunately, we are going to have to go buy a membership if that's what we have to do at a gym. Or we're going to have to join a program where they design programs for you at home to be active on a regular basis. But setting those routines is so very important right now. So if you have those routines that you get up in the morning and you work out, you have a little workout space, you have your yoga mat set out, you have your workout clothes, and you work out right there as soon as you get up, let's say, then you're starting to develop healthy habits right now. So when winter is in full tilt and there's all kinds of snow, we're shoveling snow every day, we have winter boots and winter jackets, then we already have those routines, because when that time comes, we're not going to want to start a routine. That's not the best time to be like, hey, let's join a fitness routine. I mean, everyone thinks about that when the fall comes, like, let's say, for example, September. Summer's gone. There's less camping. We got the kids in school. And September is a big month for fitness gyms and memberships, for example. And then January is another big one because we know it's the start of a new year. We have New Year's resolutions coming through. But we have to understand that right now we have to get through months of freezing cold and spending time inside. And by not having that motivation, by not having set goals for yourself, we're really in a downward spiral of depression, less movement. We don't have really goals, or we're not setting our sights on higher things. We're just getting through the winter. And I think that's difficult, especially if you live in a colder environment. I mean, up here we have most of the year's freezing. We have a short 4 months of summer, and that's probably a stretch. Maybe 5 months of nicer weather, but probably for a good 8 months it's freezing. For 6 months, I don't want to go outside. That's why I move other places. Of course, there's things to do. I mean, you can go outside and you can go hiking. You can set things up. You can go join. We have a fitness class in town here that they go through all winter. I have no idea how. That's definitely not for me. But they work out outside. Runners run outside in the winter. Another one, hard for me to believe. Maybe someone else should be talking about this subject. No, but what I'm saying is that we need to start to develop habits now. We have to understand that there are reasons that we're slowly moving less while that weight kind of gains. We're moving less, we're eating less healthy foods, we're not going to the farmer's market, or we're not buying as much produce. All these things play a major factor in why we gain weight in the wintertime. We slowly gain weight, and then we have Thanksgiving, we have Halloween, depending where you live, one comes before the other. Canada's is before the US, and I don't think they have one in Australia very much. Not sure what's going on in Europe too much, but I know that everyone has different holidays at different times for the most part. Christmas is at the same time. Of course, we have Christmas parties that we all want to look good for, but unfortunately, through the whole fall, we haven't been active very much. We haven't been eating great food. We've been spending a whole lot more time inside. And then we want to go on they have all those little deals and discounts on getting that little black dress in 10 days when you just spent 4 months or 3 months sitting inside avoiding the cold. And then we're like, oh, I don't know why I didn't get in that black dress. Then of course January comes and it's the same thing. We don't have healthy habits. We think that, oh, just because January's here, just because everyone's doing their New Year's resolutions, now it's time to turn it on. Now I can start working out. But we really set ourselves up for failure because we don't have those routines. We don't know what we're doing for workouts. We're just struggling to find something that's going to work. And by the time that two to three weeks of New Year's resolutions comes in, we're halfway or three quarters way into January, everyone's like, it was a good thought. But just like last year and the year before, I'm done. So that's why I'm going to come back to this last time here, is understand what's going on with your environment, why you're spending more time inside, and be proactive, be preventative, understand that this is what's going to happen and do something about it now. Take action, start a fitness routine, find a healthy group of a close environment of people you can trust and rely on. Find people that care about your wellness and join them and help them inspire you to continue and push forward and get through the winter blues, because the winter blues are yuck. They're horrible. No one wants to deal with that. We don't want to deal with never wanting to go outside and not wanting to be active. That's no fun. You get a few hours of enjoyment when I watch Christmas movies, when it's freezing outside on the couch under a blanket. I mean, that's fantastic, but that can't last from September to December or to January. That's too long. So it's time to start acting. It's time to turn these ideas into actions. Go out right now and do some research. Find a place where you can be active. Find a routine that's going to help you out and start doing it now before we get into that winter blues and depression and all that nonsense. All right. Thank you so much for being here on this edition of the show. I always appreciate your time to see what we have going on. I'm going to leave you with that. We have a brand new D&D morning show. We absolutely love it. Check out trueformlife.com/D&D morning show for a brand new morning show every Monday morning to wake you up, energize, and have you looking forward to something. We also have bonus podcasts going up on that small membership site. It's only $5 a month. It's less than $5 a month. So you can check that out. We'd love for you to be a part of it. If you want more details at trueformlife.com, we have a free 10-day fitness challenge. This is something perfect to help you get going in the right direction and start setting healthy habits in your day. We send out a brand new workout each day for 10 days, all bodyweight exercises, no equipment required. All these past shows you can find on exploringmindandbody.com. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Taddeo, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Taddeo, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Taddeo, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.